Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's begin today's show with an album that is about to be released by Charles McPherson, the great alto saxophone player, and a San Diego native, by the way. He's about to release an album entitled Reverence, but in advance of the release, he put out a couple singles. We're going to hear one of them. This is Charles McPherson and his interpretation of Come Rain or Come Shine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
a San Diego-inspired set there. Two tunes from San Diego's finest. One from a legendary saxophone player in Charles McPherson, and the other a young up-and-coming star in the San Diego jazz scene. We started out that set with Charles McPherson from his album Reverence. We heard Come Rain or Come Shine, and that's Charles McPherson on alto saxophone, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Jeb Patton on piano, David Wong on bass, and Billy Drummond on drums. And that was followed by the tune you just heard from Mackenzie Layton, and he has a brand new album out entitled I Remember. And that is a quartet, Mackenzie Layton on bass, Ed Kornhauser on piano, Ian Harland on vibraphones, and Tyler Krutel on drums. Next up, we're going to go back to 1972, the Dave Holland Quartet. This was Dave Holland's first album, and it is an amazing one. It's entitled Conference of the Birds, and it's another quartet, Dave Holland on bass, Anthony Braxton on saxophone, Sam Rivers on saxophones and flute, and Barry Altschul on drums. We're going to hear Four Winds. We'll be right back.
Oh,
A couple from Pat Metheny. The last thing you heard from the Pat Metheny Group, a 1979 release. One of my favorite Pat Metheny Group albums, American Garage. Pat on guitars, Lyle Mays on keyboards, Mark Egan on bass, and Dan Gottlieb on drums. And before that, we heard something brand new from an album that will be released this summer from Pat Metheny. The album will be entitled Moondial, and he has pre-released a couple tracks from that. And you heard the title track, Moondial, from Pat Metheny. And we started out that set with my Jazz to Dawn pick of the week, an album discussed on Jazz to Dawn. We heard the Dave Holland Quartet from the album Conference of the Birds. We heard Four Winds. And Jazz to Dawn is a social media service that is centered around jazz music and is part of the Mastodon network. You can check it out and see my posts there. I post exclusively to Jazz to Dawn, jazztodawn.com. All right, we're going to continue on with Hampton Hawes, a great piano player. I've been listening to a lot of his music of late, and I read his autobiography, which is a really fine read. It's entitled Raise Up Off Me. Hampton Hawes led a very troubled life, spent many years in prison before being pardoned by John F. Kennedy. We are going to hear one of his tracks from an album, Post Prison Time. The name of the album, High in the Sky, featuring a trio of Hampton Hawes on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Donald Bailey on drums. And we're going to hear a Hampton Hawes composition, Evening Train. Thank you. Hampton Hawes Trio from High in the Sky, a 1970 release. We heard Evening Train. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH 91.3 FM in West Hartford, Connecticut, as well as on an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. Radio Bob covers a wide range of music, including classic rock, pop, surf, R&B, and jazz, as well as spoken word on a wide range of topics. So check that out, RadioBobUSA.com. And you can hear this show on a weekly podcast at JazzAndBeyond.com. We're going to finish out today's show with a new remastered series, Shelly Mann and His Men at the Blackhawk. There's volumes 1 through 3. Shelly Mann playing with a quintet. Shelly Mann, of course, on drums, Joe Gordon on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor saxophone, Victor Feldman on piano, Monty Budwig on bass. Recorded back in September of 1959 at the Blackhawk in San Francisco, California, a fine example of the West Coast jazz scene from back then. And we're going to hear Shelly Mann's arrangement of a Benny Golson composition, Step Lightly. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.